This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, with everything going on, I'm surprised that people are asking me about O.J. Simpson. Because I guess O.J. Simpson is living in a gated community near me. I don't know how close to where I am, but I guess O.J. Simpson is in Las Vegas. He had been released from the Lovelock Correctional Center just a couple days ago. And he is in a $1.8 million home, but it's of a friend. It's located in a private gated community. It's kind of miles from the Las Vegas Strip, miles from where the shooting was, it's a nice neighborhood, it appears, and actually looks like a Toll Brother home, a Christopher or a Toll Brother home. That's just what it looks like. It looks like a nice home, and I guess it was, it's like a five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath. There's a backyard putting green, there's a pool, etc. But it's not his home, he's just there. But yeah, he's there now. He's 70 years old. I believe he also has diabetes right now. He has spent most of the past decade in a 125-square-foot cell. Had a little bunk bed, a little toilet and a sink. He says he is adjusting well. He was photographed Monday, putting, hanging by the pool. He was entertaining his daughter, Arnell, at the property, and he seems to be happy. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding, you know, his release, his past, this armed robbery trial that occurred back in 2008 is what put him in jail, not the Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman murder. But no, we really don't, we'd have a talk to him. There's been so much going on in Vegas with the shooting that, no, O.J. Simpson has kind of been, you know, the last on our list and, you know, kind of laid low. But, Vegas just seems to be in the news a lot. And, you know, things just seem to happen in Vegas a little too often, more than my taste. But if you really look at the news stories, it's not. There's going to be more stuff that happens in L.A. There's going to be more stuff. I mean, look, like, you got that hepatitis outbreak in L.A. with the homeless people. You got that flute charity that somebody somehow contaminated the flutes with semen. Okay, that's an L.A. thing. In New York, there's always something going on. And, you know, so it's I think it's very, very relative. But, you know, I tell you, Vegas, though, and especially in terms of our security and, having as many tourists, millions of people come, I think, what did they say? They say 45 million people a year. I have to double check the statistics. You know, I have to admit, we do a good job. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about, you know, well, gosh, you know, why couldn't we have stopped this? You know, Vegas needs to do a better job. No, they don't. First of all, you know, us, our teams, our metro, our hospitals, our first responders, our off-duty cops, our citizens, I tell you, we pull together with this. You know, you can only do so much when some idiot decides to take out a room, smuggle in some guns, and start shooting at people. And, you know, considering, you know, that we have this strip and, you know, we have the resort corridor that we have, you know, we have kept people safe for decades, right? You know, and there's been a couple little loose cannons that have happened, you know, and, you know, hopefully our city will, you know, build a disaster center, and there's a whole variety of things that we want to do, either with my university or, you know, throughout the city. And so it's, you know, it's a metropolitan area, and it is a magnet for people all around the world. But because we're inland, we don't seem to get as many issues as you might see in New York or L.A., who are on the eastern seaboard and western seaboard, respectively. But when it comes to stars and things happening, like, didn't Paris Hilton have some issue with her SUV here? And, you know, people come to Vegas. And, you know, because our law enforcement is so good, and, you know, people get caught in Vegas, okay? It's not that people are committing more crimes when they come to Vegas or doing stupid things like Simpson did, you know, with the armed robbery. It's people are doing crimes all over the place. But we, you know, when you're in Vegas, you know, and with our security and with our cameras, you get caught. So if it starts to seem like more happens here, you know, in terms of all the stupid stuff, you know, with celebrities, I think, you know, it's positive as to why that's happening. It's still the best city. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. I love the people here. You know, I told you the other day, I'm driving to work, and people are just nicer on the road. They're letting you in. There was one idiot that cut me off today. I don't know what the heck he was doing. He was trying to go out the exit lane. I don't know why he had to, you know, decide to do that at the last minute. But, you know, some people that have, you know, some fire up their butt, and who knows. But anyway, it's only one idiot today. But for the most part, you know, boy, are people coming together. Donating blood, wow. You know, still people are lining the streets to donate blood. For those of you that, you know, couldn't wait in line for hours, I don't blame you. Don't worry about that. But we could sure use you next week or the week after. We have got to replenish our blood supply. Plus, since so many states had to send blood to Vegas, we need you donating in your particular state. Okay? This isn't just a Vegas problem. Right? If Milwaukee had to send blood to Vegas, they could sure use some extra blood on their shelves now. So wherever you live, if you can, please donate blood. The other thing I'm begging you guys to do, if you can, is go to my website at drdahlia.com. We have a petition to ask Donald Trump, President Trump, the White House, to declare a blood donation week. Right? These blood donation weeks and blood donation months and days, they raise awareness, but they are strategically put throughout the year such that when we start to feel shortages, we can recoup. And this blood donation week that was just a few weeks before, for those of you who did donate, thank you, thank you, thank you, because there's a good chance that blood you donated during blood donation week went to some of the victims. And we need blood donation throughout the year. It's not just about one week. We need it. American Red Cross, United Blood Services are busting their tails. One Blood, American Blood Centers, Community Blood Centers, LifeShare. There's blood centers throughout the whole entire United States that are busting their butt 24/7 all the time to make sure blood is on the shelves for our hospitals. So anything you could do to donate blood, please, please, please do. All right. When we come back, a lot of medical news. 1 in 5 people have had a medical error. Are we messing up on 20% of you? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Valerie writes, if our bodies are so brilliant, why do we need vaccines? We build immunity. Look at chickenpox. Look at what the kids get these days. And she lists rotavirus, polio, flu, MMR, pneumonia, meningitis, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, I get the point, tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, chicken pox. She's like, when does it stop? All right, so I've gotten asked, all right, and I understand why people are, you know, why people question us medical providers as to why we would rely on a vaccine when the human body, all right, has a brilliant immune system. One of you had asked me, do doctors of osteopathy not use vaccines because, again, they use more of, you know, the body's defense mechanisms. I think all major medical organizations and major medical specialties believe in the advancements, the progress, and the good that vaccines can give. But we do appreciate the immune system. You don't have to be hypocritical in your thinking to appreciate a body's immune system and be pro-vaccine. And this is why, you know, and trust me, you know, I I've had many struggles with this. Even though I'm a doctor, I'm board certified, I'm pro-vaccine, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I was very nervous injecting my child, you know, with, you know, half a dozen vaccines. And I understand what Val's talking about. You know, basically, you get your diphtheria, your tetanus, and your whooping cough, or your DTaP, and pertussis. All right? So you get all that at your 2, 4, 6 months, then 15 to 18 months. You also get your HIV, your Haemophilus influenza. Also at your 2, 4, 6, you get your Prevnar, you get your polio at your 2, 4, 6 month, you know, and then we have other vaccines that you could get like at a year, like your chickenpox, your hepatitis A. Hepatitis A would start at a year. Hepatitis B will start at birth. Then we'll give your second shot at 1 to 2 months. Then your third at either 4 to 6 months, usually 6 months. We want to give our babies the flu vaccine after they're 6 months old. MMR will start at a year, and then we'll give them a booster at 4 years old. If you're at risk, we'll give you a meningococcal. The Prevnar has helped, you know, prevent kids getting pneumonia. And then rotavirus, of course, which is a very, very nasty GI infection caused by a virus. My child had that, and we almost had to hospitalize him. And they had a rotavirus vaccine, then they didn't, and then they now have a new one, which they now give at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. So, yeah, we got a lot of vaccines. Nobody's disputing that. And Val's like, when does it stop? Are we going to have more? But here's the thing. I mean, do we want it to stop? Yeah, I mean, if we can come up with an HIV vaccine, don't we want that? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would want a herpes vaccine. Yeah, you don't want to give herpes to your unborn child. It may not kill you as an adult, but it could, you know, hurt your unborn child. You know, we want to know that, you know, when we have a baby, that baby's going to, you know, live and be healthy. And something's not going to take the baby out. I mean, let's look at smallpox. So I guess the first smallpox vaccine, that came out in the 1700s. What was it, 1796? All right. But it became used more widespread to the point that now smallpox has been eradicated. I believe it's the only disease it has been. And they say if you look back to the year 1900, this comes from the CDC, if you look back to the years 1900 to 1904, an average of 48,000 cases per year would happen with smallpox, and 1,500 people would die. Now, remember, also the population was smaller, so, you know, that's still a large number. So 1,500 people were dying a year of smallpox. Then as we vaccinated more, that number starts to drop and decline. By 1985, we believe it was worldwide. I believe we thought by 77 it was eradicated, but then I think we were worldwide eradicated by 1985. I have to double-check those numbers. Now, polio. Polio was scary. We didn't get the polio vaccine until 1955. And they say the years before that, between 51 and 54, 16,000 paralytic polio cases would happen every year, close to 2,000 deaths every year. So imagine 16,000 plus paralytic polio cases, your kid going to bed, hugging you, good night, mom, good night. Guys going to bed, you decide to listen to their, stay up and listen to the radio. They go to bed, and then they wake up, mom, I can't move. All right, you know, that was, trust me, parents wanted, I almost credit polio for being what prompted parents to openly, you know, vaccinate. You know, because, you know, originally parents are also, well, you want to put one to my kid, what? But polio scared parents so damn much that it was a lot more easier for the public to go, yeah, I'll take the vaccine. So polio incidence declined very, very rapidly. And I guess the last documented indigenous transmission of wild polio happened in 1979. By 1991, polio caused by the wild-type viruses had been eliminated in the Western Hemisphere. I believe there still have been some spread of cases worldwide. A big concern we had was the oral polio vaccine. In the 90s, we would give kids the oral, like a little drink, a little by mouth. Instead of a shot, but when they say live attenuated, a weakened version. And so cases were popping up where when the kid would poopy diaper, and grandpa, who might not have been immune and who might not have had a vaccine, right, change his baby's diaper, he could get polio. So there were some sporadic cases from what we heard because of that. Then measles. Measles vaccine was licensed in the United States in 1963. So for the years before that, the 5 years before that, an average of 503,000 measles cases and 432 deaths were recorded each year. Then they started to decline by the 60s because the vaccine was licensed in 63, and then the trend continued. Now, we still have measles and, you know, mumps and rubella. Well, but this for measles, I believe there's, you know, been outbreaks in certain countries due to one vaccination. But, you know, people can still die from the measles. But we dropped those numbers drastically. HIV vaccine, Haemophilus influenza. That HIV vaccine came out in the mid-80s. And before the vaccine was licensed, they said 20,000 cases of HIV occurred each year. But this is why we made a vaccine. This is why it was so spooky. Haemophilus influenza was the leading cause of childhood bacterial meningitis and postnatal, quote, mental retardation. And so Haemophilus influenza, when we were learning in school, was causing meningitis. Because of the vaccine since 1985, we could start cutting back on neonatal meningitis and childhood meningitis, and so or childhood bacterial meningitis. There's other sorts of bacteria that can cause the neonatal, etc. So, it's not that we were worried about a sore throat. We were worried about some real heavy issues. Okay? So, I understand, Val, what you're saying. You know, we have a immune system. And our immune system is designed that if you see something once, your body will learn that it's foreign. Your blood cells will produce antibodies, so the next time it sees it, it fights it. Okay? And, you know, it seemed to work with chicken pox for many. Kids would get chicken pox, they'd be home with mom, they'd be crying, they'd be itching. Hopefully they got it when they were young. Hopefully it wasn't a severe case. There were some severe cases. I've seen severe cases put people in the hospital, even ICU. But the majority of the cases seem to be okay. The problem is mom's not home anymore. Okay? You know, mom's working. Chicken pox is not a very easy disease. Right? It's very scarring. It makes people very, very sick. Kids on asthma medications, like the one I was taking care of, he was on a steroid inhaler for asthma. When he got his chicken pox, because he wasn't vaccinated, his parents didn't vaccinate, boy, he was in the pediatric, not ICU, but the ward right below it, in terms of the severity. And so we don't want to mess around with chicken pox. And if you're an adult that gets chicken pox, wow. One of my buddies got chicken pox up and down his esophagus. He couldn't eat. I mean, it's nasty. It's a bad virus. And so, you know, yeah, we might as well throw chicken pox into that. So I'm a big fan of the tuberculosis vaccine. We don't necessarily give it here in the States, but it is given worldwide. One of the more common ones. I think it's the third most common vaccine. I would love a vaccine for hepatitis C. I think this HPV vaccine is brilliant in terms of preventing cervical cancer and hopefully maybe throat cancer in men and penile cancer. So, you know, these vaccines do wonders, but are we going to always have diseases? Yeah, we are. But if we could curb some with our vaccine technology, absolutely. And we're not going to diminish our immune system that drastically because there's enough crap out there that we have to build immunity for. But it's not an easy topic because, again, people want to know that it's 100% safe and nothing is 100% safe. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So 1 in 5 of us have been hit by a medical error. They say 1/5 of American adults have been on the receiving end of a medical error, according to a survey. All right, please. Nationwide poll included more than 2,500 adults. The survey found that 1 in 3 people said another person whose care they were closely involved had experienced a medical error. Okay, I'm sorry. I know there's some science to this, but are you kidding me, really? Well, I know somebody. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to, like, you know, make all major policy based on what your buddy, you know, endured. They say most medical errors were associated with diagnosis and patient-provider communications. Outpatient settings were a common sight. They say on average, and again, I'll be sympathetic, all right, I'll just, you know, but I want to kind of hear what this is. When it's a survey, okay, I've seen these surveys. I've seen people go, oh, my doctor stinks, and my doctor's this, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, give us something a little bit more scientific. But, you know, on average, respondents who experienced a medical error identified at least seven different factors that caused the error. Nearly half of those who noted an error told medical staff or other workers at the healthcare facility about it. Most people feel that healthcare providers have the prime responsibility for patient safety. They're right. But survey participants also said that patients and families have a role, too. Still, most people said they didn't worry personally about the patient safety. So the medical errors that occur are, well, what are they? Are they telling us what happened? What were these quote-unquote medical errors? Okay, they're not going into detail. All right, well, that's a bunch of... Okay, so what medical errors could these be? Well, medical errors could be something as simple as, all right, on one end of the spectrum, you have my year of birth wrong. I wasn't born in 82. I was born in 83. Now, that's significant. All right, but the person's not going to die. All right, you know, so we call up the lab and say, look, somebody typed in the wrong date. Can you fix the date? All right. Then I've seen cases going up a little bit where the gender's wrong. So I'll get lab back, and the patient will be very low in testosterone. Very low in testosterone. And I go, well, gosh, what? Now, I was expecting her testosterone to be kind of high because she has extra hair, and she's a little heavier, and has acne, and why would the testosterone? Okay, and then I look up at the sex, and they have male gender. And the person wasn't male, she was female. So then the, you know, the, whatchamacallit, the reference range has changed. You're like, ah, it looks like your testosterone is fine. Okay, all right, well, that's fine. Still significant because you're getting, you know, a different reference range, but the person's not going to die. The medical errors that then I start getting concerned about start to be even more of a step up. And yes, we're all concerned about those issues, and I'll yell at the lab, or I'll yell at whoever typed it in, saying, come on, man, really, really. In fact, I had lab work done, and it said Dahlia Wacko, W-A-C-K-K-O. You know somebody did that on purpose. You can't misspell wax, W-A-C-H-S, W-A-C-K-K-O. Okay, that was somebody trying to make a funny. All right, so, you know, that stuff happens, and that makes me grumpy. I'm like, really, people, really? Are you kidding me? Oh, I don't know what department that happened in. Well, let me talk to the manager and just tell them that, you know, you're changing the names. Yeah, I do not have a patient named Dahlia Wacko. All right? Well, it could have been you. No, it's not me. I didn't misspell my own name. Now, this is where things start getting bad. Okay? I order a thyroid test, a blood count for anemia, check your liver, kidneys, all that. Put a prostate test on there. You also want a vitamin D? Fine, we'll do a vitamin D. You want me to look for anti-gliadin antibodies for gluten sensitivity? Fine, I'll put that on there too. You want testosterone on there? Fine, fine. All right. So 3-4 pages of labs come in. And you decide to get your blood work done 6 months from now. Look, my cholesterol's good, doc, so give me my lab form now. And then I'll go right before I have to come back in 6 months and have all the blood work done so we can review the blood work. Brilliant idea. Great. Good. So I get the blood work back. Cholesterol's good. This is good. Testosterone's good. Vitamin D's good. This is good. Excellent. Great job. You did good, Bob. I'm so proud of you. Let me see in 6 months from now. Okay? So I grab the form, and I go, oh, you know what? You're due for a prostate. But I could swear I put prostate on this last lab. I check. It's not there. Call the lab, we never read it. If I didn't catch that, what if his PSA or his prostate was abnormal? I might not have caught it for another 6 months. So something so simple as a little clerical error, that could be life or death. Now, these medical errors that they're talking about, it could be as severe as you being given a medication you're allergic to. You being given a medication that you didn't think you had an allergy to, that you ended up reacting to. You know, anybody that ever was given Viagra right after its launch, while they were taking a nitrate, and notice a rapid drop in blood pressure, that would be considered a, quote, medical error, even though the doctors didn't know that there was that sort of a side effect or a drug interaction. And then later we were told, guess what, guys, looks like can't mix it with nitrates. So, you know, what are we defining as a medical error? If I give you a medicine that you've never been allergic to, and I want you to be able to fight an infection, and all of a sudden you have a reaction to that, was that an error? Did I go, oops? No, I wrote you a medication. You had a reaction to a medication that nobody could predict. Just like, you know, a bee sting. How do you know when you're going to get the allergic reaction if you've never been allergic before? That's not an error. That's some bad luck. It's not an error. Some people say, yeah, Dr. Smith ordered a mammogram. There was a spot on the mammogram. I had to then get an ultrasound. The ultrasound said it was fine. The next mammogram said it was normal. So he screwed up. No, he didn't screw up. There was a spot on the mammogram. How is that an error? So when we look at errors, we don't want the bad kinds. We don't want the kinds where, look, I told you I was allergic to sulfa, and you gave me a drug that had sulfa in it. Or you gave me the wrong blood pressure medicine. Or your handwriting was so bad that they gave me a completely different medication and not the medication I needed. Or you accidentally overdosed my kid because you didn't calculate the numbers right. Those are medical errors. And do those happen 20% of the time? Oh, hell no. If they did, then those doctors, medical providers shouldn't be practicing. But, you unfortunately have to be on the forefront and oversee everything. You know, I told you guys about when my kid was vaccinated. And RN was setting up the vaccines, and the kid was only 4 months old, and I didn't want to do anything in my office. I wanted to take him to a doctor, you know, like a real kid, you know, and where mommy's not bathing him, and have somebody else give the kid the vaccines. And there was a real pretty rosé pink-looking one. And I go, oh, that's a pretty vaccine. Which is that one? Because I never remembered seeing that vaccine when I would be giving vaccines to four-month-olds. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's the MMR. I go, but the kid, he's 4 months old. You don't give the MMR to a four-month-old. She's like, oh, yeah, oops, sorry. So she was about to give a vaccine that my kid shouldn't have gotten. That would have been a medical error. And so go ahead, and I remember I was, like, embarrassed to ask. I don't want her to think I butted in. Thank God I butted in. So go ahead, butt in. Say, look, you know, doc, your handwriting stinks. All right, I love you, doc, but your handwriting stinks. I want to make sure I got these medications. You know, and you don't even have to insult the doctor. You could say, you know, even if it's typed out, you could say, look, you're giving me levothyroxine. Is levothyroxine the thyroid medication, and is that the generic form? Yep, that's the generic form. Well, remember you switched me to brand name because you preferred me being on the brand name? Oh, thank you. You know, good one. Thank you. I have that conversation. So you're getting the medication that you were supposed to be on. Doc, you gave me this antibiotic. I'm allergic to sulfa. I won't react with this antibiotic, will I? No. And ask the pharmacy, too. Thank God for pharmacists. Because they're like, you may react. But you got to be on top of things. You got to be a pain in the tushy sometimes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wanted wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So puppy poop infections are now affecting 55 people in 12 states because puppies are transmitting potentially deadly Campylobacter bacteria. And these infections have come from the poop of the puppy and then get transmitted to humans. And thus far, 55 people sickened in across 12 states. So there's an update from the CDC. Says, by as of they were 39 in about mid-September to now 55. They say evidence suggests that puppies sold through Petland are the likely source of this outbreak, which we discussed earlier on the show a few weeks back. The CDC said in a news release on September 11th, Petland is cooperating with public health and animal health officials to address the outbreak. Since mid-September, 4 more hospitalizations have been reported, bringing the total to 13. But so far, no deaths have been reported. So Campylobacter infections linked to the puppies have now been reported between September 16th and 17th in Florida, Kansas, Maryland, Missouri, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So what's it going to do to you? So if you have your puppy, and here's the puppy, and he cleans himself, and you don't see that, then he comes up to you and kisses you on the mouth, and they do that. By the way, they're in stealth mode when they kiss you on the mouth. Have you guys ever seen that? You know, I'm like, why do you let the dog kiss you? And, you know, my kids and my husband's like, I didn't let him. I'm like, he's kissing you now because you're just sitting there, lying there, you're asleep, your eyes are closed, and boom, they smack you right on the mouth, and then they do licky mouth. And so he could have cleaned his butt and then come to my, we have a little dog named Uzi. Hey, she's a cute Uzi. That's what she does. She eats cat poop. She cleans her tushy. And then before I know it, she jumps up on me and starts kissing my face. I'm like, stop it. So you got to be careful because that's how you could get Campylobacter. And if a person gets it, they could get diarrhea, sometimes bloody diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, within a couple days of exposure to the bacteria. It's probably one of the more common causes of diarrhea in the United States. Some people don't need to be treated. Usually it will go away on its own. But for some, if you have a compromised immune system or if you become really dehydrated, it could be life-threatening. I apologize. So you have got to avoid stool from an infected puppy. So they say many of the people sickened, though, were Petland employees. While others had bought a Petland puppy, shopped at Petland, or visited somebody who had purchased a puppy from Petland. But there's a lot of peace. Infected dogs may not show any signs of illness. The dog may not have diarrhea, vomiting, or a fever. Or they could. But they say this is what you need to do. CDC recommends wash your hands after you touch your dog, their poop, their food. Take extra care. Make sure the children wash their hands after playing with the puppies. Even if they only pat them on the head. You know how puppies are. They roll around in other dogs' poop. Pick up and dispose of your dog poop, especially in areas where the children can play. Contact your veterinarian if you notice any signs of illness in your puppy or dog. Puppies, the little tushies, and the tushies get all stinky, and the tushies get all stinky, and then they give it to you. That's what doggies do. Don't let them lick you in the face. All right, if you skip breakfast, you may be hardening your arteries. A new study says if you skip breakfast, you could be increasing your risk of arteriosclerosis, which is where your arteries harden and narrow as they build up plaque. Scientists out of Mount Sinai Heart in New York City say those who forego breakfast are more likely to end up with higher waist circumference, body mass index, blood pressure, blood lipids, and fasting glucose levels. They're even more likely to have an overall unhealthy lifestyle from diet to alcohol consumption, even smoking. Aside from a direct association with cardiovascular risk factors, skipping breakfast might serve as a marker as a generally unhealthy diet or lifestyle, which in turn is associated with the development and progression of arteriosclerosis. And I'll tell you why. They talk about body mass index, blood pressure, blood lipids. You know, I for years have seen that people who skipped breakfast were more at risk for obesity and diabetes. Why? Because your body needs to eat kind of like babies do. Okay? Babies eat every couple hours. They eat a little bit. Their body metabolizes it, deals with what it needs to do. The insulin gets shot out. The insulin brings the sugar into the cells. Everything's happy. Fine. Then next feeding a few hours later. What do you think happened in hunter-gatherer times? Right? We cavemen, did we go, no, we need to wait for afternoon tea. Or we need to wait for dinner time before we can eat. Yes, they might have had feasts and parties, etc., but for the most part, when they gathered, they nibbled right then and there. So this nibbling and this grazing that some, you know, people do, as long as they're not grazing over calories, you know, if you like to eat a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there, and that's the end of your day, and you maybe eat six times a day, but little bits, that may be better than the two meals a day. So scientists looked over questionnaires about diet and lifestyle filled out by 4,000 adults that had no history of heart problems. And it turns out only about 3% of people said they skipped breakfast. 69% typically ate a light morning meal. 28% said they loaded up on a nice, hearty breakfast. Those who skipped breakfast would take a coffee or an orange juice. They were more likely to be men, smokers, dieters. And then if they didn't eat breakfast, they would load up on a large lunch. The breakfast skippers were at highest risk. So skipping breakfast, obviously not good. Now, the other thing, too, is, you know, look at your insulin. Your pancreas has to shoot out insulin to help bring sugar to the cell. So your pancreas doesn't want to just wake up 2-3 times a day. Your pancreas wants something to do throughout the day, and it wants some predictability. And so when all of a sudden, you know, you've been fasting now, so let's say you go to bed at, you know, I don't know, maybe 9 at night, and then you wake up at 6, so that's 9 hours, but you don't eat till noon, that's 15 hours. So now you've been fasting for 15 hours, and then all of a sudden you got a big, huge lunch. Now your pancreas is like, whoa, Nelly, I got to shoot out all this insulin, and now I have all this insulin going on, and, you know, it's not going to be easy for that pancreas. So I think after a while, the pancreas poops out. So I've always told people to eat breakfast. I think it's important, most important meal of the day, helps up your metabolism, gives you the good energy stores. So don't be skipping breakfast. All right? Be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say Americans struggling with health issues may have been more likely to vote Republican in the last presidential election than 4 years earlier. Dr. Jason Wasfi, the Division of Cardiology at Massachusetts General in Boston, said across the country he found that voters in counties with poor public health shifted dramatically towards the Republican candidate in 2016 compared with 2012. They say, although we cannot determine causality from these results, the findings raise the possibility of a role for public health status in determining voter behavior. Previous studies said that poor mental health and physical health, particularly among older people, keeps voters from casting their ballots. But this shift in voters in places of Texas and Wisconsin that could have affected the Electoral College prompted researchers to examine the potential effect that public health could have on voting patterns. So the research team from the Hospital of MIT looked at voter turnout and election results, and then they compared data from the CDC, and they found that health issues like obesity, diabetes, lack of food, teen birth rates, death rates, it showed 88% of those counties shifted towards Donald Trump compared to Mitt Romney in 2012. Those counties tended to be more rural, predominantly white, lower income in the West and Midwest. Now, I wonder why. Is it that Obamacare was so bad? And, their deductibles were so high that they were like, we need to do something. Maybe voting for Trump will help fix this. Or they tried to say the people that have mental health voted for Donald Trump. I don't know what they're trying to say here. But I wouldn't be surprised that if people were having health issues and they didn't like their current health insurance system, and you have a candidate saying, I'm going to get rid of this crappy health insurance system that we have, I bet that person's going to get the vote. So, I'm still kind of a little confused with this because you have a lot of people that are ill that have issues in highly populated areas, and they'll vote Democrat, Republican, whatever. But I wouldn't so much say that it was a medical issue that would make somebody go one way or the other. It was the fact that they probably had issues with their health care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, guys, thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Please sign the petition on my website at drdalia.com. My website, drdalia.com. We need the White House to declare a blood donation week. Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.